Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learbird. The video you're going to watch came out of a school that I went out to California and filmed with our friend Michael Ellis. We've taken the video and created an online course called Sports Skills Masterclass. In this video, Michael's talking about competitive healing. He's explaining the differences in different types of competitive healing, and he's talking about focal points. If you like the information in the video, at the end of Michael's talks, I'm going to put the web address for where this Sports Skills Masterclass is. It's about 20 hours long and over 300 videos. There's a lot of information here. And it applies to a lot of different dog sports, not just one dog sport.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start talking. Today's the primary focus of today is going to be healing. So what I'm going to do is basically talk about some of the choices that we can make in healing stylistically and the methods that we would use to achieve those. Talk about our progression, the steps that we use in teaching healing when broken down into a nutshell. And then we'll heal around with all our dogs, right? So not all at once. But we'll go through the same. So basically what we're going to spend the bulk of our time on here is focused healing, right? So what people do in competition healing. Well, for want of a better term, we'll call it focused healing because we're going to give the dog a focal point that they should look at consistently while we have them heal. It is possible to teach your dog to heal without looking at you, but it is virtually impossible to teach them to heal without looking you, not touching you, and have them maintain position consistently, right? So one of the reasons that people, like, there's nothing in any of the sport rules that say that the dog has to look at you, but people figured out that it's virtually impossible as the criteria got raised, people got better at this, to have your dog maintain a consistent position while you speed up, slow down, turn right, turn left, all that stuff, unless the dog's looking at you or touching you. And so in most competitive healing obedience disciplines, if the dog's touching you, it's considered crowding, and you're going to lose points for the dog touching you. So if the dog's looking at you, they can maintain position without touching you, and they maintain that consistently. So in ring sport and some of the other distance, and for practical purposes, you could teach the dog to touch you with their body and not look at you and maintain position that way. But if your dog isn't touching you and isn't looking at you, it is not possible for them to maintain a position, right? So it's the same thing like when we used to try to teach pet dog healing, for want of a better term. People would say, like, hey, I don't want my dog to, he doesn't have to walk right next to me, just around here somewhere. Not possible. Not possible to teach your dog to do that without constantly reinforcing them. Now, I can teach my dog to look back and see where I am every few seconds, but if my dog is not touching me and is drifting, how the hell does the dog know the difference between 24 inches and 26 inches or 30 inches? They don't. They're not looking at you. They'll just continue to drift until you stop them. Now, we can teach loose leash walking. We can teach them not to pull on a leash because that's a black and white concrete criteria that they can hold on to. And it's the same thing in healing. If I want them not looking at me, then they have to touch me with some part of their body in order to keep track. So I can say that's black and white. You touch me with your shoulder, your rib cage, your hip, whatever, but I could teach any of those that I wanted. The term healing came originally from the dog actually walking at heel behind you. So the way in the old days, healing was basically the dog trailed along behind you, and that's a black and white. They could tell when they were passing the plane of your body, and lots of people would just use an aversive. If the dog passed the front of you, you'd whack them with the shepherd's crook or whatever. It's like, don't pass my body, and you stay back behind you. And the term actually healing was like that. The dog healed you like a healer would in herding type stuff. For our purposes now, the position that we want for competitive healing is the dog's shoulder, basically even with your leg, not touching you, their body straight, and then them focusing somewhere on my body. We're going to give them a specific focal point. I should define some terms. We're probably all familiar with them, but we'll define them again. Forging means your dog's too far in front. Lagging means they're behind you. Crabbing means their body is crooked, like this as they walk. Crowding means they're crowding you. So those are the main ways we're going to describe position with the dog. I'm going to say, hey, the dog's forging, we need to move the dog back, the dog's lagging, we need to get it up, the dog's crowding you, or crabbing.